I placed the picture in my dresser and fixed my eyes on the person who broke it in the first place. Why were you even trying to barge in here in the first place, Eve? I sigh, sitting at the end of my bed. I'm the only person who doesn't have a personal life. If I'm not in the gym training, then I'm thinking about what I could be doing in the gym. A typical Friday night holds a date with my sofa and John Travolta from Grease. Then the more intimate part. My bed. Eve clears her throat and tucks a golden strand of her hair behind her ears. She always does this when she thinks I'm going to pick a fight or protest. I am going clubbing tonight and you are coming with me, so don't give me a surprised facial expression. I told you that we were going and you promised. The fact that she is trying to command me but is as nervous as a child in the dark makes me want to laugh, but I don't. I don't see the point in me going. Besides, I have a full night. You know I can't go to sleep without watching Grease. My voice is laced with sarcasm, but I keep my face expression serious. You've seen that movie 1,001 times. When have I ever asked you to come with me? You need to have fun. You know you're not going to be young forever. And maybe, just maybe, the physical contact won't be so violent. Never mind that. Will you come with me though? Please? She clasps her hand together, pouting like a small dog. This kind of attitude from anyone else would piss me off. But I love her, and I might as well go. Fine. I mutter under my breath. She must have heard, because the next thing I know, she's jumping up and down. Okay, too much. Alright, get out so I can change. I roll my eyes, walking to the door, opening it wide for her to exit. Right, of course. You won't regret this, I promise. She kisses my cheek before stepping out. Great. Now I have to find something to wear. Just about 20 minutes later, Eve emerges from the hall and into my now messy bedroom. I don't get out much, so clubbing clothes isn't in my wardrobe. You are not wearing jeans to a club. Why not? So that when I wear a skirt, some asshole could try and lift it up. Okay, why are you wearing a collar? She's dressed in a tight leather short and black crop top, but my eyes are still locked on the collar. It's a dark purple with a black heart dangling from the middle. Because I think I look hot. Please, put on a skirt or a dress, Jerry. No. I say automatically. But you look hot in dresses and skirts, and maybe, just maybe, you could put on heels instead of boots. I said no the first time, and now I am saying it again. Please, for me. I know your no's mean no, and your yes's mean yes, but if you could just listen to me this one time, please. She begs. I have no clue why this is so important to her. She continues to rant about me never doing anything for her and blah blah blah. I fold my arms, tuning in here and there and oh please. Do you remember that time when I cut her off? Okay. Stop bantering. I'll meet you outside. Don't try this nagging again. I won't give in to it. I never do. Okay. I say I love you, B. She walks out of my room to go and retrieve her car keys. I roll my eyes, closing the door behind her. I always do what I want. I never listen to people if I know I am right. But I know Eve wouldn't put me in a situation where I'm in danger or I can't control my surroundings. I love Eve. She's sweet and one of those girls guys would fall for. I am the complete opposite. She's docile and passive. I'm more aggressive and closed off. Opposites do attract, though. Even though she has a direct line to my annoyed bone, I switch into a short black dress and silver heels. Why do us women have to always look good to men? We really don't need them. I made a promise that a man will never be a necessity. With one last look in the mirror, I grab my phone and saunter out the door. The club smells like alcohol and sex. Lights flashing all around the room while the dance floor is filled with people absent-mindedly grinding into each other. There are women tied up in cages and some chained to the walls. Of course, they think that is all women are good for. I roll my eyes and follow closely. There's a show going on. There's this big, busty blonde woman bent over. She is wearing nothing but a garter belt and what looks like a chain around her neck. There's a man standing behind her with tight leather pants on. A loud slap comes down on her ass and she moans loudly. What the fuck? No, that must have hurt. The crowd cheers as he picks up a whip. Okay, that is it. I want to go home now. I turn to Eve and tug her closer to me. I want to leave. We can't. We just got here. Well, have fun, because I am leaving, I say with sobriety. Please, just stay for a bit. No way. Also, what the hell is this place? Some weird sex club? I'll explain everything later, I promise. But right now, I have to go. Have fun, B. Dance. Do something. She's been looking at this guy across the bar. He's staring at her intently and she's doing the same. You can feel the sexual tension between the two. It's so thick, you can taste it. Gross. He gestures for her to come here and without hesitation and wondering eyes, she starts to walk. She stops for a second and turns to me. Please don't do anything that will get me in trouble. I know you'll be. With that final plea, she leaves. Okay, what the hell was I going to do? Also, how am I going to get her in trouble and with whom? This club is really throwing me off. This is so fucking stupid. I should have listened to my instincts and stayed home. I might as well get a drink. I huff and make my way there, patching myself up. The bartender takes notice and approaches with wondering eyes. His eyes run down my body, stopping on my breast. Of course he looks there. Fucking pig. I clear my throat, annoyed to hell, and he finally looks up at me. Sub or mistress? He says, looking at me lustfully. Oh, I'm glad you noticed I have a face. Maybe you should keep your eyes on it, I snap. His eyes widen in shock of my outburst, but just as quick, they turn dark and he grins, showing me a set of perfect teeth. He's attractive, don't get me wrong, but a dick. I know for a fact you're not a sub. You're not stupid enough to talk to me like that. And you're damn sure not a mistress because you wouldn't have gotten so upset. I am neither. Now are you going to do your job? I'll like a beer. He chuckles to himself and hands me my beer. Word of advice, keep the cut comments to yourself. You won't get far with them in here. Yeah, of course, I won't. Men don't like to be challenged. Well, women don't either. I finish my drink needing to pee desperately. But that would entitle me going through that sex floor. I slide off the stool and make my way to the crowd. Everyone smells like alcohol and sex and other smells I don't want to take the time to figure out. I push past women in collars dancing and men grinding on their subs. I will never. I see the bathroom only to be stopped by two large hands grabbing my waist. I spin around glaring at the tall figure before me. He has blonde hair, I think. I can't tell with the highlights. Not in the mood. I snap, pushing him off, only to be grabbed back. Seriously. Excuse me? He says, confused. So, not only are you stupid, but you're deaf too, eh? I am not in the mood, I say slowly as if I'm talking to a child. Look, little girl, you have no idea who you're talking to. He growls, getting angry. Seriously, you are trying to degrade me by calling me a little girl. And I don't give a flying fuck who you are. You need a punishment, you slut. He growls. My fist lands square in the fucker's nose. He stumbles backwards and grabs his nose just in time as the blood trickles effortlessly down his shirt. You broke my nose, you bitch. No fucking shit, dickhead. I turn to walk only to get grabbed back and thrown against the wall, his body pinning me with his hips. I'm going to make you wish you never did that. His hand wraps around my neck as his other hand glides up my inner thigh to my panties. I knew those pants were a good idea. Get off me, fucker. His hands tighten and I grab his nose, turning it up. He yells loudly and lets go of me. My fist dashes across my face and I'm rewarded with an angry cry of pain and frustration. I raise my hand to him again.